Listening to Talk Sports.
I don't think interceptions are. I think interceptions come from good defense and bad quarterback play. You know, force tight windows and the quarterback's not very good and you disguise your coverages pretty well. Like, you can force turnovers that way.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
See, I think with fumbles, those are a little bit more what I would consider lucky, because then you have to fall on it and recover it too.
And it depends on how the ball bounces.
It's not round, as
it's
a wise man once
said. It's not round. You don't know which way it's going to bounce.
Yeah.
It could bounce to the left, to the right. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a lemon-shaped object.
Sometimes it can just bounce right back up to you. It's a what?
It's a lemon-shaped object.
On 1340 WKGN.
Aren't lemons just like round?
Some.
There's like a little tip on them sometimes,
well,
maybe?
I feel like when you see a lemon, a depiction of a lemon,
uh-huh.
like in a photo, like in a, you know, a graphic or something, it's
yeah.
shaped like a football. But when you actually buy a lemon in the store, it is just kind of round. But not all lemons. Some lemons are more, you know, they got more of a side to them. Some lemons have hips. Others are just circular.
What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
More Russell Wilson buzz.
Okay.
John. Just a whole new report basically coming out. So we had all those teams listed from some Seahawks reporters. And then I guess Adam Schefter just kind of went out of his way, went to talk to Mark Rogers, the agent of Russell Wilson. Spoke to him, and he said that Wilson has told the Seahawks he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade was considered, the only teams he would go to are the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints, the Raiders, and I don't know where this has come from, but the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears, yep. So there you go. Now
right.
we have pretty much a new list. The Saints stuck on there. I guess the Raiders too, but a couple new teams in there.
All right, so we added. All right, so give it to me again. You said the Saints are still on there?
Saints are still on there.
Okay, so he wants to go to the Saints.
The Raiders are still on there.
The Raiders, okay.
Yep. And then instead of the, Jets Dolphins, that was originally the list. Now it is the Dallas Cowboys, as we discussed a little bit.
We talked it into existence.
Yeah, we kind of talked a lot about that. And then, like I said, the Chicago Bears are the four teams that he would consider if there was a trade in the talks. But, I mean, if he's throwing out these four teams, don't you think there is a trade in the talks? Like, he wouldn't be like,
yeah.
If there wasn't a trade, or if he did want to stay in Seattle, he wouldn't list the four teams he'd want to go to, like, out of the blue.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I guess he's trying to worry about his image and, like, looking like he's, quote, demanding a trade. You don't want to make your fan base mad in case
right.
you're coming back. But
trying to save face a little bit here,
yeah.
which also is kind of like what right. Russell does.
How's it make you feel knowing Russell wants to be a Cowboy?
I kind of like it now, John.
Oh, that's all it took?
I'm kind of on board a little bit,
that's
you know?
That's all it took, huh?
Thought about it, that star on the side of a helmet, handsome guy like this with a model
yeah,
wife. I
Sierra,
mean,
the first lady of the Cowboys.
Yeah, it just kind of fits a little bit.
You know,
bit.
The Cowboys fan base is very diverse.
They are.
The Cowboys fan base is a melting pot of America. You take, you know, white America, you mix them. There's a lot of black Cowboys fans. There's a lot of Mexican Cowboys fans from being right there in Dallas. It is a melting pot of society out
it
there
is.
In those games. Having a black quarterback with a black queen. All right, there we go. Sierra. Album sells going through the roof.
No kidding. I think they would kind of fit
and,
a little bit.
And what was the critique of Russell Wilson, according to the Legion of Boom? He's too buddy-buddy with the owners in front office. Him and Jerry, two peas in a pod. Him and Jerry would be best buddies.
Oh, boy.
Jerry needs him a quarterback that wants to be buddies. That's all Russell Wilson wants. All right.
Does this make you think it more likely to happen now with this
yeah.
report?
Yeah, well, yes and no. Because that initial report was just very wrong in terms of the teams he wanted. So, I don't know about
very
that,
true.
Quote, near future. But, you know, once you start getting teams named, you know, maybe more teams are named. I don't know. If I'm the Bears, I'm like, really? Wait, he wants to come here? Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yay.
Anything you want. Why the hell does he want to go to Chicago? Is he just like the Windy City?
Franchise tag out Robinson. Give them that decent defense, I guess. Just, yeah, why not?
Where's Sierra from?
She may be from Chicago. Oh, jeez.
I was going to say like Atlanta or Houston, but I wasn't sure.
I don't know.
I almost wanted to say New York.
But I was maybe just thinking Atlanta because, I mean, just...
Music, yeah, just...
Her doing the songs of Ludacris. She's from Texas.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Fort Hood, Texas.
Wow. What do you know?
Fort Hood, would that mean that... Does that necessarily mean that she is a, like, Army kid? Maybe she moved around a lot or no? What does that mean? Fort Hood? Eventually moving to Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know when, but...
Probably when she started her music career.
Yeah, it said, well, eventually moving, yeah, where she joined the girl group. So, yeah. You're saying?
Texas gal, huh? Interesting.
You're in on it.
A little bit.
After hating
Dak
on
Dak
it.
Now, I just, yeah. I don't, I hope Dak ain't listening, man. Dak, if you're listening, I still love you, man. I still want you here, but it does sound kind of appealing a little bit. A little change up.
I'm really interested in that trade just for, like, the... The price tag.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell happens there?
Yeah.
Like, who's blinking it, or is it just like, hey, we're giving you a star quarterback? And like, yeah, we're giving you a star quarterback, too. This one's younger. Yeah, but he's coming off a foot injury. Yeah, but he's not disgruntled. Is it just a straight-up swap?
The Seahawks would probably ask for a draft pick.
Seattle would. Dak's 8 years younger.
Yeah, or 6 years. Like you said,
7 years younger, whatever. But the foot injury, for sure.
The injury would be the concern, I would say. And also the fact that Russell's won a Super Bowl.
I also think Dak would have to sign off on Seattle, which that might be a whole different issue. Like, this might be a scenario where Dallas tags Dak and trades him somewhere else. Or just lets him walk and then get Russell. And they're just like, hey, see ya. Nice to have you. We're hitching our wagon to Russell Wilson. Wouldn't that be crazy if that's what they decide and all of a sudden Dak is just a free agent, highest bidder?
That would be really crazy.
It's nice to have some drama in the NFL.
I was going to ask, is this going to be, at the end of the day, maybe the craziest NFL offseason we've ever had? I tweeted out because, yes. I mean, it's already been madness, and it really hasn't even started,
We'll see. It depends on where these two quarterbacks, or three quarterbacks now, I guess, of Dak end up.
Yeah.
I mean, last year was pretty wild with just Tom Brady being a free agent.
That is true.
And there was, you know, what, 6 or 7 years ago when Peyton Manning was a free agent, and you had all these teams line up for him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean...
Didn't he almost, like, it almost always felt like he was going to Denver. Wasn't it Denver other team?
I thought he was going to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people thought
he
was going to go to Tennessee.
Everybody was saying that, yeah.
And then there's San Francisco, and, like, he didn't really, like, jive with Harbaugh whenever he was there. Like, Harbaugh wanted to run his offense, and Peyton didn't want to. So, no, it wasn't always Denver. Denver was kind of, always kind of an outsider, I thought.
Really?
Maybe not. I mean, last week I knew it was Tennessee or Denver. Like, they ruled San Francisco.
That's
but at one point,
I remember, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. But no, it wasn't a foregone conclusion because I was heartbroken. I thought he was coming to Tennessee. So like I said, this is already like the most talked about free agency or the offseason.
Yeah.
You know, speculation and, you know, Miami, the Jets, what are they going to do with their picks and quarterbacks? You know, Drew Brees, is he retiring? I mean, I think he is retiring. But like if these quarterbacks all stay put, it'd be kind of a letdown, you know?
It would be.
If Dak's like, yeah, I'll sign a deal, and Russell's like, fine. Get me a first-round pick. And Deshaun's just like, okay, I'm just going to sit out.
Yeah. That would be disappointing, wouldn't it? But, I mean, we've already had two quarterback trades, which is more than most off-seasons, I would say. So
we had two, Wentz and Stafford. Well, I mean, I guess you had Goff as well, so three quarterbacks
traded. Oh, yeah, technically, yeah.
Yeah.
One quarterback that trade talks have died down, or at least dried up significantly from Ian Rappaport, was Marcus Mariota. There was a lot of reports coming in. Teams were interested in trading for Mariota, and apparently that has dried up a little bit. So maybe not as appealing.
I saw a report that maybe Indianapolis would be interested in trading for him to be a backup.
Would he even want that?
Is he
under contract? I thought he was with.
No, he signed a 2-year deal. He's a free agent, or he's under contract for 1 more year.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know, I would just imagine him staying in Vegas, but I guess if he feels like he has an opportunity to start in Indianapolis.
If I'm Mariota, I'd be like, hey, Wentz gets hurt a lot.
Yeah. And you.
And that offense would be pretty similar. Like, yeah. I'd imagine Wentz and Mariota are pretty similar in terms of style and game plan. So, like, you know, be a better offense suited for him rather than, like, Gruden's Spider 2 Y Banana type stuff. But I just don't know if I'd trade for a quarterback that's making $7.5 million.
I'm kidding. And, Moving on to the NBA.
Man, she had some bops. You know, she had what, 1, 2?
Who are we talking about? Sierra?
Yeah. What, how many top 100 hits she's had? 1-2 step was, I loved 1-2 step. I love music, make you lose control as well.
What is she doing nowadays? Just kind of like
goodies. My goodies. And I. Which one's And I, Cam? What's And I? And I.
Oh, jeez, I should know
what
that.
What is And I?
I can't think of it off the top of my head. I'm bad with song names.
Get Up, Promise, Like a Boy, Can't Leave Him Alone.
She did have some bops, though.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to her. Anyways, you got any more headlines?
Yeah, Devin Booker is going to be an all-star. He replaced Anthony Davis. Everybody's happy.
Like we all knew.
Everybody's happy. How about that?
And I never want to break. Something like breaking your heart and stuff. I can hear it in my head. And Sierra. I love that. I do just like that song. I love Sierra.
Big fan, huh?
Yeah, you can watch the ride.
What's she doing nowadays? When's the last time she dropped music? She still make music? She don't still make music, right?
Yeah, I do nothing right now.
Yeah, she's just chilling, raising kids, bro.
Yeah, she's
she hopped up on, didn't she hop up on either Instagram or something? Russell was there, like when she was like doing dance moves for her, and Russell was just sitting there creepily, like looking at him.
Really?
I feel like something like that happened where he's just awkwardly sitting there as she's like dancing. I don't know.
That checks out.
Real quick, I got to talk about this. South Carolina.
And I know that he won't break my heart, and I know that we won't. Yeah, it's time for us to say, okay, I kind of know what it is. Anyways, go ahead. One more headline.
Yeah, got you one more. South Carolina's basketball team will now be placed on a 2-year probation for ex-assistant Lamont Evans accepting bribes. He accepted $9,000 in bribes from a sports agent. This corruption case began in 2017. That always takes so long, figuring all this out. But yeah, they've come out and gave a South Carolina.
Is that the year they made the Final Four?
Ooh, was it? Yeah. Or that might have been.
You're my tournament guy.
What year?
Yeah.
What year?
2017?
Yep, I believe so.
Take the banner down. Get Frank Martin out of here.
Is that what you're vouching for?
Yep. All right, we got Carr getting ready to come on the line for Team Haven versus the world.
Yeah, you should be calling in. Robbie, if you can hear this,
Robbie,
call in.
Robbie.
Call in.
All right, we'll go to break. We'll come back and hopefully play some Thursday trivia. Team Haven versus the world. All right, we got Robbie on the G3 Help Me Hotlines getting set for Team Haven versus the world. What's your record now? 3-0?
3-0.
3-0? Although you are coming off a loss at the hands of me and a really pitiful performance by you guys when it came to Tuesday trivia. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III or visit g3helpme.com. You can also call them at 865-558-8030. They've served all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Welcome to the show, Robbie.
What up, John?
I'm rooting for you today, Robbie. Put these punks in their place.
Oh, dude, I've talked it up, man. I got to put on a show.
put these punks in their place. All right, Cam. Robbie, are you familiar with the rules?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Cam, give them the categories.
All right, we got... animals. We got NBA jersey numbers. We got video games.
Okay.
We got the ACC. And we have college football transfers. I'm going to give you a player. You tell me what school they were at before, you know, they left from. So.
Hey, Cam, can you run through those one more time really quick?
Yeah. I got animals, NBA jersey numbers. Going to name a player. Okay. You give me the jersey number. Video games. The ACC, and college football transfers.
All right, Robbie, you are the visiting team. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
All right, Team Haven, which category would you like?
I like these categories, first of all. A couple of decent
ones in
there.
What do you
want to
do? Just hurry up. Get with it.
Just do a three. Which one you feel best about? Go.
NBA jersey numbers.
Boom. Run it.
All right, for three. All right, Jaylen Brown.
Seven.
Yeah.
Seven, Cam.
It is seven.
I almost wanted to say zero. Who am I thinking of?
All right, Robbie, 3-0 hole. You're up next. What do you want?
All right, I want college football transfers for three.
Okay.
All right. We got Baker Mayfield. So not
Texas
where he graduated. Yep, there you go.
Robbie, 3-3. All right, Team Haven. The confidence, how quickly both these answers
are. Everybody's on it. I like it.
What do you want to do, Draymond?
Now we've lost the confidence.
Another three. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard when I'm two people are deciding. What do you want to do?
Just do another. Let's do another three, or we can do another jersey number. That's cool.
What do you think? Confident in the ACC or not? Let's do jersey number for four.
Sure.
Oh, jersey number for
four. Let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Nicholas Batum.
Jesus.
Man, he was 88 at one point. I know that. He was. I just don't know if he changed his number since going to the Clippers, man. Because he was a high number. I know that. I know that for a fact. I just don't know if he changed his number. Because he may have. I almost want to say he did because it felt like it was a little different.
I mean, if you're confident in 88,
I'm almost certain that was his number with the Hornets. Like, I know it was a high number or something weird.
10 seconds, yeah. Please.
Okay.
Go with it, Jordan. I don't know if he changed it or not. Is it 88? I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay. If you're confident in it, do it.
Sure. Okay. We'll go 88.
It is not 88.
Was it with the Hornets?
He was number 5 with the Hornets.
Yeah.
What? Where am I?
He is 33 now with the Clippers.
Well, Hayden.
Was he 88 with the Blazers, maybe?
He may have been, but.
I swear he was a high number at some point.
He was 88 with the Blazers, yes.
Okay.
Two
okay.
teams ago.
Okay.
All right, Robbie, the door is now open.
Dang it. Let me do college football transfers for 5.
Oh.
For five. Oh, okay.
Which one?
The Hogs out. College football transfers for 5.
Roger.
Gotta go with it.
Staubach.
Roger Staubach?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
I know this one.
I don't even know where he went to college. Texas.
It is not Texas. He, of course, ended up and graduated from the Navy.
He started
out at New Mexico Military Institute.
Come on, Cam.
It's a five-pointer. By the way, Robbie, keep in mind we are on live radio here, not a podcast only here. So let's go to the next category.
Sorry about that.
Hayden, what do you got for us?
Do the ACC for 3?
Sure.
The ACC for 3, Cam.
All right, ACC for 3. In 2014, Maryland left the ACC and was replaced with what school?
Ooh, okay. So they added in Pitt during that time, but that may have been a little bit earlier.
They also added in Louisville.
Louisville, and then
Syracuse.
Syracuse. Was there one other team? Because they had
Miami.
No, Miami's been there. I mean, They've been there a while.
Okay.
They weren't part of the new expansion. It was Louisville, Pitt, and Syracuse. You're correct. Is there somebody else in there we're missing? Can't have all a number of teams. I guess one left.
Replace
them, and you add two other teams. So, yeah, they added two of those teams, and then one replaced Maryland,
10
basically.
Seconds.
So, I think they already added in – I want to say they already added in Louisville. Like, Louisville was going to be part of it, right?
I don't know, Draven. I think it's Louisville, but
– You want to go Louisville?
Yeah.
Let's go Louisville.
It is Louisville.
Nice.
Was that a three-pointer?
That was a three-pointer.
All right, so through you 6-3. You're through 3 questions. Robbie, you're up next.
Let's go with the SEC for 3.
They just went ACC for 3.
SEC. Yeah,
we don't have an SEC.
We don't. Okay.
We have animals, NBA jerseys, video games, ACC, and college football transfers. Is that it?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Then let's go with college football transfers for 2.
For 2. All right. Russell Wilson.
That would be NC State.
That is correct.
6-5 through 3 questions. Team Haven.
Do video games for 3?
I was about to say, let's try out some video games right here. Let's change it up a little bit.
Okay.
These are going to be hard.
Mario first appeared in what popular Nintendo video game?
What's it called? The before the GameCube or something called?
I think he's asking like a video game, not a system.
Not the system?
No, yeah, I'm asking the game.
Is it Donkey Kong? Would that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
I don't know.
I'm not a big Mario guy.
I'm not into that.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
Let's
just go with that one.
We'll go to Donkey Kong, Cam.
That's right.
It is Donkey Kong.
The one where you have Donkey Kong just throwing the barrel.
Yeah, and you jump over it.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was Mario. Wow, good job by you, Hayden. He's beating his chest like Donkey Kong. 9-5. Robbie, you're up next.
All right, I'll do college football transfers for 4.
All right.
For 4, okay.
For a chance to tie the game.
Troy Aikman.
Ooh.
I know this.
He finished at UCLA. The Sooners. Yeah. Oklahoma.
Yeah. It was Oklahoma.
9-9 through 4 questions.
It's a tie game.
Team Haven is looking at you like you're cheating, but I don't think he was cheating. I think that's a pretty common thing, but they're throwing accusations in here inside the White Claw Studios as if you were cheating.
Question number. We can take this outside if they want, man.
Take it outside. Anybody who asked you to do that, you don't want to go there, Hayden. Number 5.
We can do animals for 3. That's only 3 left. Are you confident in any animal?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I mean, are you
like, do I know animals? Yeah. I mean, I'm not Cam. I'm not no expert, but like, yeah, like I could tell the difference between like a cat and a dog.
Should we get the 3?
I don't know what you want from me here.
Should we get the 3 off the board though?
Sure, sure.
It's a big question.
It is a big question.
Question 5.
Let's not do animals. No, actually, put my foot down. No.
Okay.
Skip animals. Anything else?
You guys pick something.
You want to do it too?
Yeah. Let's
NBA jersey numbers.
Sure. Yeah.
NBA jerseys for 2. Damian Lillard.
0.
Yeah.
He is 0.
11-9. Robbie?
Hey, how many questions do we have left?
You have...
This is your 5th.
You have 3 questions left. They have 2 questions left.
All right. And what's the count right now? 11-9?
11-9. Yep. You are down 2 points.
All right. Let's go ahead and do the ACC 4-2.
All right.
All right.
To tie the game back up.
What conference did Miami leave to join the ACC?
The Big East.
It was the Big East.
11-11.
Gave answers away right there earlier.
Yeah. All right, 2 questions remain. Team Haven versus the world always comes down to it.
I know. I love it.
I usually just kick your guys' ass, but you guys.
We whipped those.
Just took you to 7, but either
ahead.
Way.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's tied through 5, so we have 2 left. You want to do another 2? Or we can do a 3.
The only 3 we have is animals, right?
Yeah. Wes does point out that you guys have some nerve for accusing people of cheating while you guys are cheating on Tuesday. Oof. But either way.
It's not cheating. It's studying.
They're cheating anyways. It's 2-on-1. Yeah. Come
call.
On.
It's your call.
Exactly.
Video games for 2.
Video games for 2. All right. Yep. To get back in the lead.
All right. This speedy video game character was the first to have a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon.
Sonic?
That's what I was going to say.
Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Speedy.
He's, all right. He's quick.
All right. Robbie, you're down 2. Right. 2 questions remain.
I'll do animals for 3.
Ooh,
animals
for the lead.
Animals for 3.
It's a huge question.
All right. The bald eagle is the U.S. symbol of animal, of course. But what was the runner-up?
Oh, I know this one. We should have done this one.
It's tough for a 3-pointer, I feel like. Ian says he knows it.
I don't know this. A buffalo.
That's a good guess.
It was not a Damn buffalo.
That's a good guess,
it's a
though.
Turkey.
It was a turkey.
A turkey.
Ben Franklin was pushing for the turkey.
So what an idiot.
But we went bald eagle.
All right, you got a 2-point lead going into question 7. Where are you guys going next?
Okay, let's think about this. I think we should definitely pile on a little bit of a lead, not shoot for the win, right? You agree, or you want to just?
We could do a 1 and give it a 3-point lead, and that way he's gonna have to get a 4.
Okay.
Need a 5 seconds.
Or we can get a 2, and he's gonna have to
just
get a 5
pick
or a
something.
Win. Well, you pick.
I don't have the list in front of me, Hayden.
Well, we got 1 in everything, so I mean, damn. We got 1 in everything, and we got a 2 in animals.
You felt good about animals, so if you want to do the 2, let's roll with it. If not, just pick 1.
Oh, my God. Can you pick something?
I don't know, Draven. You pick.
3 seconds or you get no question. 3. 2.
2 for animals.
All right.
Jesus.
Lemurs are only native to what country?
Oh, that's so stupid.
They look defeated. They look like they do not know the answer.
Okay. Well.
Oh, it's okay.
Any guesses?
No. No guesses at all.
What country? This is a 2?
I feel like it's South America, maybe. Or also,
well, South America is a continent. You said continent or country?
I said South American country.
Oh, okay.
Or I guess it could have been Mexico. I think Mexico might be right too. I want to say just like Brazil. You want to do that?
I like that guess. Sure.
We'll say Brazil, Cam.
Brazil.
It is not Brazil.
Is it Australia?
It's not Australia.
Madagascar.
He knew it. Robbie knew it.
As a true Madagascar. That makes sense. I had a movie. Okay.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm not an animal guy. All right, Robbie.
Let the door open.
Hey, last question. Down all two. Right.
He's got to go for four, though, for the win.
Yeah.
You got either animals, video games, or the ACC.
I'm going to go for the win. Let me do the ACC for four.
All right.
ACC for four. All right. In what year did Boston College join the ACC?
So they were in the Big East before. That was 2000. 2004. No, I'm going to roll with it. Just 2005.
Well, it was 2005.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The world has defeated Team Haven.
The world.
The
Robbie
world has defeated
here.
Team Haven.
With the Robbie.
Even with the accusations, man. Like,
I would be offended, too.
Nah, dude. Good game, guys. That was fun.
Yeah, congrats, sure. Robbie. Congratulations.
Are you guys going to say anything? You're just going to sit here
they're,
and discuss
they're defeated.
It? That's fine, man. I wasn't expecting anything.
Robbie, we will.
We're proud of you, Robbie. Yeah, me and John are proud of you.
Team Haven is distraught.
He basically just went two in a row on you. He knew the animal question, too.
Yeah, that's tough. Robbie, appreciate you for joining us on the G3 Help Me Hotlines.
Yes,
Team
sir.
Haven has been defeated. Robbie, appreciate all
have
your
a good
support
day, guys.
For calling the voluntary
appreciate
action
you,
all the time. Have a good day, brother. Team Haven. Oh, man.
Animals, man. We had to do animals. I guess it wouldn't have made a difference, would it? So we were.
No, that's why we did it.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, if you would have got that.
Did you guys get the
would've...
answer right that you put your foot down on? Because, I mean, Hayden knew the turkey went on animals three. Did you get that round right whenever you put your foot down? But it was a two-pointer, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they went to jerseys, I think.
Fortune favors the bold, Hayden. Fortune favors the bold. We should have went for it. God, we should have went for it. That's what happens, man. Loser mentality. It's like Vrabel punting from the 40. That's exactly what we just did.
Well,
yeah. We punted from the 40. We should have went for
y'all been up.
We would not have got that.
I would
he
not
got
have
it.
2005.
He got it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know the four for video games? What is the highest selling console of all time as of 2020?
I don't know. I mean,
it's not an Xbox or PlayStation, right? It'd be something trickier. It would be.
Probably the NES or the Atari.
It's
a four. I bet it's the Atari.
I just had the Super Nintendo, is what I would have guessed.
I bet it's the Atari.
It's none of the above. It is the PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2.
Nice history there. The PS2.
Yeah. I wonder why the PS2.
Because I don't think Xbox was a thing when PS2 originally came out.
Huh.
I think it was like PS2 versus like GameCube.
Yeah. And then I think the 360 came out after, if I remember right.
Well, not even 360, just the regular first Xbox.
Well,
right?
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, PlayStation 2 has sold the most consoles of all time. All
right, let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Hayden's fuming. Go ahead, air it out. Let the audience know. We'll put it to vote. We'll let the audience decide whether or not you think Robbie was cheating. Go ahead and make your case. You're mad about the Big East question Troy Aikman question. I will say I 100% knew the Troy Aikman question. And I feel like that's, I don't want to say common knowledge, but it's not like some big kept secret.
I think the biggest thing here is they should be mad that they didn't know where lemurs were from.
I mean, we would have tied.
Well, he could have went for a five.
It was only a two-pointer. So, like, again, I know I said Australia. I didn't know, but... You guys guess like a random country that like had
South America, the biggest country in South America. Why is that random?
because why wouldn't the lemurs not make their way to other countries? Why would they, like, why would the lemurs
not?
Like, Brazil is not that different than other South American countries.
Yeah, Australia is a better guess because it's an isolated.
That's why I guess that. Yeah. I was like, it's got to be something that's, like, by itself. Like, Madagascar is just an island, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my line of thinking. That's just it. But go ahead and make your case on Robbie cheating. Go ahead. Air your grievances. I had to hear about it for 3 straight minutes during the break, so let the audience hear it.
So the 2005 guess was kind of suspect. Just kind of out of the blue. It's 2005, then he was like, well, maybe 2004, and then he just went right back. He's like, nah, 2005.
Got to stick with your first gut. It's a little trivia.
I'm going to say, y'all did that a lot earlier.
Like 2004 you guys do that all the time. Bit of a cover-up there.
You guys do that all the time. Draven went back and forth on Nicholas Batum's number.
Did that with
times.
Louisville.
And it wasn't even close to right.
You did that with Louisville?
What do you mean it wasn't close to right? He had it 2 years ago.
He was in Charlotte for more than 2 years, but two teams ago. Yeah. It's been a while since he's been there, but he was 88 at one point. I think it's just sour grapes, and I think, as Draven said it, he called it karma for you trying to cheat on Tuesday.
Ooh, we weren't cheating.
Draven feels like you were cheating. Draven doesn't feel good about what happened.
I don't feel good about what happened at all, Hayden. Complete karma.
Draven, you were over there looking at him, too, during the show.
Nobody called me out, my friend. I was over here pulling up some headlines for the next
episode. You know what?
Headlines.
We still got the question wrong.
We didn't get the number wrong. 5 wrong on that one.
So it didn't even affect anything.
It affected something.
Karma is what it got.
I'm glad to know that Draven at least feels shame about it. That's a good sign. There's hope for you yet, Draven. You have a conscience. This sociopath over here feels like he did nothing wrong.
I didn't know that was against the rules, the study.
Oh, you didn't?
For the category we picked. You've been studying for the last 2 weeks, watching 2 movies every night? How about that?
I've been watching movies, yes.
Yeah, you pick movies as your category. So that's kind
of
studying.
I've not been doing anything out of the ordinary. I watch movies every time. I watch movies all the time. I love movies.
I look stuff up all the time, John.
Then why'd you hide your phone?
I didn't want you. Do I have to explain this again? I did not want you to know what our category was before Cam said it, because I didn't want you to be up there.
As
like,
the
little,
bumper
little
was coming back, and as we were coming into the segment, you thought I was going to do a crash course.
Yeah, yeah,
a crash course, yeah. Cram. Okay,
or you can just start thinking about it in your head early. Yeah. I mean,
Draven, don't start shaking your head. Yes, you know the truth.
Obvious.
Draven has a conscience, and that's a good sign. Draven feels bad, and we can work with that. You, on the other hand. You got some ways to go. If Draven, do you feel like Robbie cheated? In your heart of hearts, do you think he cheated? Would you be willing to base your reputation on Robbie cheating? Or are you going to give him the benefit of the doubt? Because the treatment question, I don't think was far-fetched.
It's a tough one. It's a little tough.
I don't think that
one was
far-fetched. The Big East one, you know, if you were alive, there's a good chance you remember if you played video games. I mean, I would have guessed somewhere in the mid-2000s. I don't know if I got it right or not, but I don't think it's far-fetched that you get it. If anything, last week's Mike Singletary question, that's the one I thought somebody cheated on.
Yeah.
Mike Singletary.
I agree
with
that, too.
But you guys won that week, so you didn't cry about this one.
No, I said that I got cheated on that one, too.
I don't. I'm not saying.
He named every player in the 3-year span.
I'm not saying the guy cheated. I'm just saying that was the most impressive answer to me, was the Mike Singletary one from 88. Of all the trivia we've done, your 15 or 12. 12 seeds or whatever. That was really impressive. I thought Mike Singletary, 88, was really impressive, too. I don't feel the same way about Troy Aikman or the Big East thing. Again, I don't think that's on the same level. Just, I'm an unbiased party here. It's better for the show if you guys keep winning. Because now that you guys have taken an L, I don't know if anybody's going to feel good about beating you guys next week. Now that you guys are taking on water, you've lost 2 in a row.
If we just quit then.
We might have to. I know that's the whole point.
Well.
I might have to play them. I don't know. Like, we'll have to play like an actual winner. We'll have to go against them. I don't know. But, like, I just unbiased, I don't feel like those questions were too hard that somebody couldn't possibly get them. I stand with Robbie. Could he have cheated? Yeah, sure, he could have. Any of the guests could have cheated. But I like to hope that our audience wouldn't take it that serious. There's no prize on the line. It's just pride. So I would give him cash away. And I'm going to stand with Robbie. I'm not basing my reputation crying wolf about this, especially when I got caught cheating 2 days ago. Or if I had gotten caught cheating 2 days ago, in your case. That's all I'm saying. Be careful when you point a finger, Hayden.
I wasn't cheating, John. I don't even
know why. You know
why
I say to be careful when you point a finger at somebody?
There's 4 pointed back at you, 3 pointed back at you, whatever.
Yeah. That's what's happening to you, as you point your finger at Robbie. There's actually more, because I'm pointing mine as well. 4 of them. It's eight of them.
Problematic gesture there.
Not if you keep it below the waist. Mm. Keep it below the chest. Just below the chest. There's nothing problematic about this at all.
So you've been practicing that there.
Custodian.
So, Draven, you basing your reputation on him cheating or no?
No, he didn't cheat.
Okay.
We just lost.
Y'all put up 13 points. Pretty good performance.
Should have went with the Animals 3, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you cheat on that one? Why didn't you cheat on that one, do you think? If you cheated on all of them, why did you not cheat on that one? That was a big question.
I don't know. How easy would that be to Google?
Like, how easy would that be to Google?
Very easy.
Who got second as the...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that would easy be. Runner-up, America's Animal. Maybe nothing comes up. I don't know. America's Animal. Pretty... Let's see what comes up. It doesn't come up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't come
yeah.
up.
Yeah. You look at Big East or Boston College enters ACC. It comes up 2005 right there at the top.
I'm just asking.
He does have a point.
Well, I just typed in runner-up America's Animal. Maybe there's a better church. What finished second to the Bald Eagle? Let's mm-hmm. try that one. What finished?
It takes a lot longer to Google then. Boston the College Bald enters Eagle. ACC 2005.
That doesn't come up either.
Doesn't pop up, John. It doesn't pop up.
So are you now. Changing your vote? I'm not changing mine. I'm not changing my vote.
I might be changing it a little bit.
If you Google American symbol runner up, it's there.
Okay, that's
oh yeah, like somebody's gonna that's gonna yeah. be the first.
You gotta know how to Google thing. Things, man.
Come on now.
I'm usually a pretty good Googler, but you know that one took a while to get to. I'm still holding down.
I'm riding with the
come
listeners.
On now.
I'm still holding down. No, I'm not gonna accuse our listeners of cheating.
I know. I vet these contestants very thoroughly.
Oh yeah.
I think we should Slumdog Millionaire him. And question every answer.
How did you know? And they'll be like, I was alive in 2005. I played NCAA. It's not that big of a deal. It's really shameful that you're doing this to this guy, to be honest.
I mean, I think I've come up with a pretty good case there, John.
Kind of convinced me.
I was
going
to impress Hayden knew Donkey Kong, though. I was actually really impressed you knew that one.
Yeah, just at your age. I mean, I knew that one, but.
I mean, that's ridiculous, honestly.
It's not that ridiculous. Not, it's
I mean, I would just wish Draven would contribute something over here.
Yeah, it is tough. You did have a bad game today.
That's 2 weeks in a row, Draven. You haven't got one question right.
You did know Dame was
I
did zero.
I think he said Dame. I think he said Sonic.
The question
2.
That I didn't
I
know.
Said Sonic
I knew,
2.
I said Sonic 2.
I didn't hear it.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Fan Run Radio had...
Got a couple tweeters weighing in here on Last Call. Robbie says, at Draven Fine, don't be over here with these accusations when Hayden is carrying the team.
Oof.
Blocked. No, you know what? I'm not going to block Robbie. I'm
and
not.
Our boy Todd over at Hobson Holler says, quote, just a matter of time before Harry and Lloyd broke down.
Do y'all get that
reference?
What
the hell is that supposed to mean?
Oh, they don't even know the reference.
I know what it means. It's from Dumb and Dumber, but
okay.
I mean.
Okay.
What was the question?
I mean, I don't
just
think.
Just a matter of time before Dumb and Dumber lost.
I think it's just Dumber over there. There ain't no Dumb.
This is what you do, Hayden, okay? This is what you do. You completely blow up this team chemistry. You blame me because we lost. After, like I just told you, it's karma. Your ass got caught cheating, and then what did he do? He cheated, and he won.
Well, you know what, Draven? I would like you to just contribute. Some points.
I said Sonic.
In the last 2 weeks.
I said Sonic.
Last 2 weeks, we've been playing this game. Last 2 weeks, I don't think you've got one damn question right.
Mm.
Not one.
I don't think that's true. And
one that
again,
I didn't know? Yeah.
I said Sonic.
I said Sonic too. I said Sonic the Hedgehog.
Let's stop arguing. Cam, let's play some Pump the Brakes or Keep Rolling. What do you got for us?
All right. I got 38% of Americans said they would give up this to be able to travel again immediately.
Their grandparents?
It's not their grandparents. It's they would give up sex for a year to be able to travel again immediately. 38% of Americans. It was higher in Britain. They were at 40%.
Well, Draven's already doing that for free, so
might as well get the travel.
let's just drag Draven.
Trivago. Wow.
I'm more interested in whether or not they'd give up their grandparents.
That's a question right there. It said 1 in 5 people also said they would dump their partner for a chance to hit the road again. And they trade a quarter said they'd trade all their life savings for a trip. Nearly half of all Americans said they'd give up their jobs as well. So seems like people really want out the house or want to be able to go places and things like that.
Wait, this guy packing up over here at 250? He's put his computer up.
I'm mad. I'm done. I've clocked out.
Fair enough.
That was unfair, John. That little shot at me right then, that was
just
uncalled for.
Just a bad
I got
time.
Hayden yelling at me. I got you taking shots at me. I got Robbie tweeting at me.
I didn't want to do it to Hayden. I didn't want to do it to Hayden. In case his girlfriend was listening. Cam's been kind of sad lately, so I didn't want to say it to him either. So
I was the victim, huh?
And I have a lot of sex, so I wasn't going to say it to myself. You just kind of got a man out there.
Oh,
I mean, I'm just walking through my line of thinking. It's just, you know.
No. Makes perfect sense, John. Thanks.
Would you give up sex for you to be able to travel again? I guess you don't have to do that. What's the point of traveling? Some people not like traveling to try to find like random hookups? I feel like you're really like hurting the...
Yeah, or you go visit somebody or take somebody with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Feels like hustling backwards a little bit. Maybe just wait a couple more.
Yeah.
4 months.
Yeah, I'm a holdout.
Although, Knoxville bars? A little breaking news. Knoxville bars open until midnight now?
Yeah.
No more 11 p.m. curfew?
Yep. And then I think this one goes to like the 18th of March, and then, you know, they'll reevaluate again or whatever.
I would say it'll go through at least one cycle at midnight.
I would think so.
I would say it'd be probably May until or past midnight.
Yeah.
Midnight's a pretty good number.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my opinion.
A few extra hours a week for the bars and stuff. And
yeah, it's a big difference
so.
Compared to like 10 o'clock where it was a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a big,
absolutely.
It's a big deal.
Especially like some of those places that really thrive on like the later stuff. So.
Sure.
Yeah, that's pretty big. Numbers, I guess the numbers are going down around here.
Are the numbers going down or are we just testing less? The things I've seen, we're just testing less.
Probably both. A little combo.
Once we got Biden in the office, all of a sudden those tests weren't as important. Kind of weird how that goes. Kind of weird how that goes, huh? Oh, wait. Orange Man's out of the office. We don't need those COVID numbers to be popping up right now. Kansas State basketball makes a deal with fans.
Okay. Pop your
brakes. To never wear those uniforms again?
No, not that one. No. Apparently, like they have a tradition of playing Sandstorm.
Mm-hmm. South Carolina does that in football.
But apparently they had quit playing it for a long time because Kansas State fans would not quit chanting bleep KU during the during the Sandstorm.
Before.
So the new president at Kansas State said, look, we will bring it back as long as you promise not to chant bleep KU. You guys want to go wild and have our little equivalent of jump around, you know, like Wisconsin does? You see Wisconsin, they don't chant bleep. Who's even their rival? Bleep.
Minnesota.
Sunlight, like bleep, warm weather. They're not yelling that. If I'm Kansas State fans, I don't think I agree to it.
No.
I think first time they roll it up, just hit them with it one more time.
Yeah, maybe you'd be good the rest of the year until you play Kansas.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, that's a good idea.
That's exactly
you gotta play the long game. You just, okay, we'll behave against Texas,
TCU,
against Oklahoma. We're good on that. But when Kansas is here, you best believe what's going to happen. Kind of like LSU with their neck.
Yeah.
They like the band's like, we don't need to play it. The director's like, no. But
or us with chanting at Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't
administration
have
administration like
we
that.
We'll chant on our own.
Yeah.
Don't tip me with a good time.
We can do cut our tongues out.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's illegal. But I have freedom of speech. I can chant whatever I want.
Da, 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 da. All I think about is Jason Biggs dancing on that chair in American Pie to Sandstorm. Stripping for Shan Elizabeth. Da, 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 da. Anything else?
Oh, I think that's about it.
All right.
It's a good Thursday.
Drives up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios.